From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Welcome back to the Soul Lounge. While fans in the U.S. were patiently waiting for a new studio album, D'Angelo was traveling the world. In 1998, he landed in Asia, where he performed in a few small concerts, including one at the Jazz Cafe in Japan. A recording of that show was released that year, and as difficult as it was to get a copy, the true die-hard D'Angelo fans paid whatever they had to whet their appetites. And I have a cut from that album. This is D'Angelo performing his version of the Earth, Wind, and Fire classic, Can't Hide Love, inside the Soul Lounge.
How y'all feel?
Turns out fatherhood was just what D'Angelo needed to get his creative juices flowing. That year, D'Angelo entered the studio with a musical collective called the Soulquarians, and out of that came a game-changing album titled Voodoo. It was released in January of 2000, an album largely influenced by classic soul, funk, and R&B. To produce a collection of songs that sounded nothing like what was being labeled as R&B at the time. In interviews to promote the new album, D'Angelo often spoke out against artists who he claimed, quote, turned black music into a club thing, end quote. The album debuted at number one on the Billboard chart and did quite well thanks to the third single, untitled How Does It Feel, which was written as a tribute to Prince. Now, it is important to note here that the song only enjoyed moderate success until the video hit the airwaves. The image of a rippling, chiseled D'Angelo singing straight on into the camera caught the attention of fans, and the single enjoyed a major jump in sales, eventually landing at number two on the Billboard R&B charts and selling over 500,000 copies. While many artists would be thrilled, D'Angelo was uncomfortable with the attention. For one, he was more interested in attracting fans that were into his music versus his image. And growing up in a deeply religious household, the juxtaposition between his spirituality and sexuality turned out to be unfamiliar and uncomfortable territory for the singer. Nevertheless, he reluctantly played the part of sex symbol until he couldn't anymore.
Soul Lounge.
That was from D'Angelo's Voodoo album, Send It On. And this is the Soul Lounge Spotlight. Now, here's where things get complicated for D'Angelo. Voodoo, a huge success. He heads out on tour, and the women line up for a chance to see him in person. The problem is that many of the fans only show up to see him. They're not really familiar with his music, and it's obvious when just minutes into the show, women start yelling for him to take his shirt off. Now, D'Angelo, who is an introvert by nature and a musician only concerned with his art, is infuriated by this, but he pushes his way through the tour, and when it's over, having had enough, he retreats to his home in Virginia. Now, at this time, there were plans to release a live album and a new studio project, but all of that got put on hold after D'Angelo's friend and MTV executive Fred Jordan committed suicide. This left D'Angelo reeling. Unable to concentrate on music and heartbroken by the loss of his friend, D'Angelo found comfort in alcohol and drugs. He suffered a slow and painful decline into the bowels of addiction. In 2005, D'Angelo was arrested for drug possession. The mugshot from that arrest showed a significantly heavier, disheveled-looking D'Angelo. Embarrassed by the reaction, he retreated even deeper into his self-imposed isolation, sporadically showing up for studio sessions to work on songs that were never finished. Now, a few of his friends and colleagues were able to get him into the studio to record a song from the second in a series of Red Hot compilations. This one dedicated to the late Fela Kuti, with the proceeds going towards AIDS education and treatment. D'Angelo teamed up with Femi Kuti, Macy Gray, and the Soultronics for a remake of the Afrobeat classic, Water Get No Enemy. This is the Soul Lounge.
No, 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 no,
D'Angelo resurfaced. He announced a series of tour dates in Europe, which he would be using to debut some new music he'd been working on. And 2 years later, out of nowhere, D'Angelo's third studio album, Black Messiah, appeared. And as was the case with Voodoo, Black Messiah reflected his continued evolution as a musician. It received positive reviews, and if you were on social media at the time, you know it was all anyone was talking about. Some people loved it, while others didn't. Many were confused, unable to decipher the lyrics, while others didn't care. D'Angelo was back, and that was all that mattered. Black Messiah earned D'Angelo his second Best R&B Album Grammy, and the breakout single Really Love won the Grammy for Best R&B Song. Here's D'Angelo, Really Love, inside the Soul Lounge.
Thank you.
So D'Angelo is still on the road, singing his heart out, and this time around, fans are showing up for the music. And that has reignited his passion for performing, writing, and producing. In an interview with Rolling Stone magazine, D'Angelo discussed his new album, which he is calling a companion piece for Black Messiah. The new project, he said, will represent the rebirth of D'Angelo. And always, you know, we are here for it. And thank you so much for being here for this, our spotlight on D'Angelo. If you've got any questions or if there is a spotlight you'd like to hear, you can contact me via social media. I'm at VOA Lady DJ. Until we talk again, make sure you take care of yourselves and each other. Peace.